Hello, listeners. I just got off work and I'm decompressing now. I don't really know how much I want to say about what I do for a living. I feel like it might be pretty easy to find me. And so for that reason, I'd rather not have any kind of people trying to find me for good or bad reasons, you know, like it's just better that way, you know. And I am, yeah, I guess that's kind of like my mindset and where I'm at right now with it. I am really, really excited. I got the Tilla episode done. You guys would have just seen that one come up on last Friday, and then this is going to be the episode for Tuesday. And I feel like I put a lot more care and effort into that one. Not that I haven't been putting care and effort into my other ones, but I've just been like, it's been hard. And I found a way better resource for me to use. And so I have just been learning so much better things from that, like learning how to explain it better, learning how to present it better, learning more thorough information that is really, really going to help you, all who are learning and everything like that. So I guess that's just kind of what I wanted to come on here and say that, and I feel like I've said this so many times, I am trying my best to like make this quality for you. Like, I realize that a lot of the things out there are free, or they aren't free, or they are, you know, the ones that are free are, there's limited information, and I wanted to make something that you could listen to on your commute to work or whatever you want to do. And that was accessible. Like, I really like the podcasting platform because it is free. You know, like, yes, there are Patreons and things like that. And, like, I don't know if I ever see myself going into that kind of thing. I don't know. If I were to actually start, do, like, a whole Patreon side of podcasting, I would kind of want it to be for a different podcast. And I realize how weird that sounds, but I have been wanting to do this podcast with a close friend of mine. It's just kind of about embarrassing stories and things like that. So right now we are kind of working out and hashing out the little details of like how to get this thing off the ground, and like move forward with this. So that's kind of like where I'm at. I just wanted to give like a little update for everyone who was wondering, and thank you for sticking with it. Like, I was looking at my listens and everything, even after my announcement. People listen to the next episode, and so, you know, it's weird with, podcasts, because you don't really see the amount of subscribers that you have, you see the amount of listeners that you have, and listens for each episode, like, unique listeners, and I've seen that grow, I've seen the all-time plays grow, and I really, really, like, it's making this enjoyable for me, and that is so cool. I guess I just never really, when I first thought about it, I was like, oh my God, there's going to probably be only like two people that listen or care or, you know, anything like that. But, you know, there's more of you out there than I thought. And I want to, when I saw those numbers, I really, really got inspired and wanted to put even more time into the episodes. And so that's kind of the reason for my announcement, and I feel like I keep explaining myself, so just bear with me. All right, so something a little on the random side, I wanted to share with you the just things I've been really loving this month. I found this podcast called Dear Therapists. It's hosted by Lori Gottlieb and Guy Winch. I believe that's their names. They're two therapists, and they actually bring on real people with real problems. They ask them questions, have them explain the situation, and it's kind of like listening in on a real, like, a real therapy session, because they are real therapists, and these are real problems that they're having. And I think it's an interesting podcast from just a curiosity standpoint of what do they say, but I feel like there's an aspect where we are able to apply some of this advice to our own life. Advice about gaining confidence, advice about not holding back and saying what we really think and, you know, just allowing our voice to be heard by others. And so I just want to say, like, check out Dear Therapist. It's an awesome podcast that I think everyone would like if they're not already listening to it. Where I live, it is so dry, and so I've been really using my First Aid Beauty Ultra Repair hand cream. It's awesome. I have the 2 ounce bottle. I just have that always in my purse with me. It's great because throughout the day I'm washing my hands quite a bit, and so it's my hands get really, really dried out, and that it's really helpful to have something along and not have my hands feel icky throughout the day. Another one that I've been really liking is the Bath and Body Works Wallflowers, which are like the plug-ins, easier than candles, and so many scents. They had a little sale on them, and so I picked up like 5 of them for like $1.88 each. It was all their holiday scents, but I don't mind because I love the holiday scents even throughout the year. So I will be having pumpkin spice latte in July, but that is absolutely fine by me. More than fine by me. And another thing that I wanted to talk about, so everyone has heard about the company Sugar Bear Hair. Well, I found a company on Amazon called Hello Lovely Hair Gummy Vitamins. It has all the same ingredients at a fraction of the price, and it's an awesome, like, they taste really good. I have them on my Amazon subscription, so they come every month for me, and I have noticed that my nails are growing faster, my hair's growing longer, and it's just a good addition along with your multivitamins that you take every day. So I just wanted to share those out with everyone. I know that, like, everyone's kind of getting used to 2021 and kind of getting in the swing of things. I know I've been going to the gym every day that I've been working. It's kind of my grind. On the weekends, I might go, but every day I go to work, I go to the gym. That's just a non-negotiable for me. And I've been still considering my show, still getting used to everything. I'm really, really hoping that the gyms don't close down, but if they do, I have a backup plan. So it's all about adaptability. It's all about being able to roll with the punches. And at the end of the day, I think that we'll take a lot away from 2020 and maybe even 2021. We'll have a lot of lessons and things that we were able to improve and hone in on and just get better. So I hope that this year for everyone is one where we learn a lot and we continue to grow. We'll be right back.